It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
For the last several days, it's been my delight to have my friend Paul as a house guest. I find myself inviting a small coterie of friends repeatedly for extended stays, not just because I enjoy their company, but also because each one of them contributes to running the household in ways that make my life easier. For those who see life in terms of cost-benefit analysis, the cost and additional effort from having such guests is far more compensated by the benefit of their efforts and companionship while they're here. The last couple of days, while I was chained to my computer doing legal work in the office upstairs, Paul not only cleaned the kitchen, but also devoted himself to the gardens near the house. He mowed the nearby lawn, cleared walkways, chopped back overgrown vines and ferns to uncover imminently blooming hostas, and cut down small mulberries and other invasive trees that have been proliferating in the perennial beds. I'm particularly grateful for these efforts because these areas are the ones I most neglect, their function being ornamental rather than agricultural in nature. Yesterday, as we had lunch on the screened porch, one of my loyal customers arrived to pick up her order of eggs and turnips. I introduced her to Paul and credited him with the cleared walkway that was so much easier for her to navigate than in previous weeks. She replied by complimenting his work and bluntly reminding me that it was clearly my late partner who had concerned himself with such matters. "I know. Your other half was the gardener, not you," she said with a smile, recalling the days when things looked rather more home and garden around here. I try to overcome my embarrassment at the state of things by telling myself that the vegetable garden and the berries are as important as the perennial beds. I find them just as beautiful, at least potentially, and equally important. They feed me and produce income. They're part of the point of this project. In the vegetable garden, I weed daily, I plant, I trim, I water, though thankfully spared of the latter task this last rainy week. But even there, keeping up is something of a Sisyphean task. The weeds are no less prolific in the vegetable garden. Weeding is only the half of it, also. Battling munching invaders, this year chiefly rabbits, is another part. I have carefully observed the dietary preferences of the rabbits and have a clear sense of their taste hierarchy. Despairing of patching every hole in the garden perimeter fence through which they've been entering, I've taken to circling each planting bed they eat from, and as I fence off a preferred vegetable food, they turn to the next most flavorful item in their palate. I haven't planted carrots this year, though I can tell you from past experience that it's pretty high on the list. But as a result, this year the first items to disappear were sugar snap pea vines and my entire bed of lettuce, from which I got not one salad. After demolishing those, the rabbits turned to the brassica family, going first for cabbages and Brussels sprout plants. For a while, to my surprise, they left the broccoli alone, turning instead to beet tops. I put chicken wire fencing around the cabbages, around the Brussels sprouts, and around the beets, and left my interior fencing project to relax for a while, turning my efforts to continuing to plant, or as necessary, replant. It turned out my broccoli complacency was misplaced. Though the rabbits did turn sporadic attention to my bed of Swiss chard, the broccoli plants they had let grow for weeks suddenly started getting eaten back or disappearing entirely. I despairingly let the broccoli bed return to weeds, and when today I started weeding it to be fenced and replanted, I found just two tiny plants still struggling to make a comeback. At least I now know what the rabbits don't particularly have a taste for. Fava beans, spinach, chervil, coriander, dill, mint, fennel, radishes, turnips, rhubarb, asparagus, horseradish, pumpkins, peppers, tomatoes, tomatillos, potatoes, cucumbers, okra, garlic, sorrel, and even beans have so far been spared. I've been fencing the beans nevertheless. I know that even if the rabbits leave them alone, groundhogs will inevitably appear to express their food preferences, and beans always seem high on that list. Last night, Paul suggested we watch a movie, The Secret Garden, the 1993 version with Maggie Smith, which he prefers to the recent remake. Given the garden theme of our day, it seemed appropriate. It's a pretty sentimental plot, in which the garden is a key character. A flower garden in an English country estate, the project of the lady of the manor, is locked at her husband's orders when she dies in childbirth. It is only reopened 10 years later by her recently orphaned niece when she is taken into the household. The niece's recovery of the garden also brings to life, from his invalid state, her cousin, the one whose mother died in childbirth, and returns joy and love to the lord of the manor. The garden is, in fact, the source of life and joy, so the movie tells us. Paul warned me that the depiction of the garden would be unrealistic to any real gardener. The girl unlocks the garden gate, uncovers some daffodil shoots, and throws some seeds around. Presto, a couple of months later, there is a spectacular English garden, with no evidence that a vine ever overgrew a bush, or that a weed was ever pulled or needed to be. But it did offer a pleasing prospect, nonetheless. I now think of my perennial garden as a secret garden, too. It's not locked behind a door, but rather buried under a mass of vines and weeds. I know it will be just spectacular if I open the gate by removing those weeds, or at least if I get Paul to stay here for another few weeks and do it for me. If only I could figure out how to keep the vegetable garden a secret from the rabbits.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.